With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, May 13th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Yesterday, the Galen Catholic girls golf team enjoyed a home course win to open the postseason in the opening round of the regional tournament. The Jays have been feeling good all season going into meets, and yesterday's meet was no different. The Jays got the opportunity to host the opening round meet on their home course, which made them very comfortable during play. Head coach Jennifer Kurth says playing on a tough course all the time makes them very well tested.
You know, I think most of it is because we play on such a tough course, so that when we go to these other courses in the area that aren't as difficult, don't have near as much water, that benefits us in the long run, really.
The Jays know that money's made and strokes are saved in the short game of golf, and their short game helped carrying them to the win yesterday, and Coach Kurth says it's nice to see all that short game practice pay off.
We do a lot of practicing from 100 yards out, and I think that's what helps improve our game. And chipping and putting is a major part of the game. So that's what we work on the most, is putting and chipping from 100 out. And I think that's what's gotten us this far.
Jaden Barthel once again dominated the field, meddling with a score of 89 in 18 holes. And yeah, she was dominant. Second place finished 10 strokes behind her. Coach Kurth says Barthel's leadership is like having another coach at times on the course.
She's our veteran. She's our senior player. And so we rely on her. I rely on her to teach the other girls too. You know, I don't have to coach Jaden a whole lot. You know, and that's the nice part. She's played this game long enough. She knows what she's doing. So, yeah, definitely she helps the team out, and she helps teach the girls as well.
For a young group of girls, having that leadership is important. Playing in high-pressure golf is also important for their development. Coach Kurth says getting this first-round win was the goal, and she was very happy to see that goal met and even exceeded.
That was one of my goals that I told the girls early on. I want to get past first round, and I was hoping that we could come in second to Akron today, and for us to beat them today, I am ecstatic.
Now the Jays will be off to Algona on Wednesday with an opportunity to qualify for the state meet as a team or with an individual. Coach Kurth says their individual skills are most important at this point of the season.
I hope that maybe we can get the girls over there to get a practice round in. You know, we play right away on Wednesday, so there's not a whole lot of time between now and then. So we just got to come out here and practice out here and really hone in on our skills, our chipping and putting. Again, that's the, you know, the crux of our game, and so we need to work on that. And I think that we can go onto any course and play just as well as we've been playing.
And the Jays will be competing alongside two other area schools who advanced out of this opening round in Remsen St. Mary's and Akron Westfield. As we take a look at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, the Class 1A Region 2A results from Willow Creek Golf Course yesterday. Galen Catholic won the meet with a 414, and because they were the host school and finished in the top two, that the rules from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union say you can take the third place team and qualify them for the regional final. And so Akron Westfield in second with a 425 qualified. So did Remsen St. Mary's in third with a 435. Boyden Hall and MMCRU, they tied for fourth with a 453. Once again, Jaden Barthel, Galen Catholic, medaled with an 89. They were not the only area schools to compete in the regional opening round yesterday. We head to Aurelian, Class 1A Region 1, where the Kingsley Pearson Panthers qualified for the regional final. They shot a 404 and took second place in Aurelia to the host school Alta Aurelia with a 397. West Monona was third, also qualifying for the regional final with a 417. Jordan Sitzman was the top scorer on the day for the Panthers. She shot a 95 and finished third individually. And then in Class 2A, Region 1B, in Holstein yesterday, the Hinton Blackhawks qualified for the regional final. They finished second in the field with a 381, just one stroke off of Pocahontas Area's first-place finish with a 380. The Blackhawks got a fourth-place finish individually from Ashlyn Kramer to pace them. She shot a 91. Congrats to all of our Plymouth County schools that were able to move on. Five of them competing yesterday are able to move on in Kingsley Pearson, Hinton, Galen Catholic, Akron Westfield, and Remsen St. Mary's. Again, all their regional finals will be coming up on Wednesday. It is, again, Galen, Remsen St. Mary's, and Akron Westfield in Algona on Wednesday. Kingsley Pearson will head south to Anita, and then Hinton will head north to Orange City. To some more sports results from yesterday, it was Boys Substate Tennis Day, the quarterfinal and semifinal rounds of the Substate Tennis Tournament. The Lamar's Bulldogs were in Spencer to take on a couple of opponents. They were able to take down Bishop Heelan without having to go to doubles. 5-1 victory over the Crusaders, able to move them on to the semifinal round of the Substate. They'd have to face the top seed in the Substate bracket and the Spencer Tigers, who defeated Cherokee to start the day 5-0. Well, and then Spencer took down Lamar's 5-0, so the Tigers ended the Bulldogs' team season. But thankfully, the Bulldog boys tennis team will continue to see some postseason success with Michael Mees and Evan Pratt still alive in the doubles state tournament. On the other side of the Substate bracket, by the way, it was Spirit Lake Okoboji shutting out Esterville Lincoln Central 5-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton took down Storm Lake without having to go to doubles 5-1. And then Spirit Lake Okoboji beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-2. So the Substate final, it'll be Spencer taking on Spirit Lake Okoboji. That's the top two seeds in the Substate bracket. Winner moves on to state. Other sports action from yesterday, some soccer. It was regular season finales for the Bulldogs, and well, the start of the season was good. The middle stretch had its ups and downs, but thankfully both teams ended their seasons with wins. On the girls' side, Lamar's girls defeated Boyden Hall Rock Valley last night 4-0. And on the boys' side, it was the Bulldogs taking down the Nighthawks in overtime 3-2. Nice way to finish off the regular season and hopefully take some momentum into postseason play next week. Other MRAC soccer scores in girls' soccer: West Sioux beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-1. Sioux City East over Sioux City North 4-2. And on the boys' side, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln took down Glenwood 2-1, and Sergeant Bluff Luton blanked West Sioux 2-0. All these scores can be found on our website, that's KLAM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Now to the sports schedule for today. Just one thing on the docket today, and that's the Lamar's girls tennis team. They're hosting regional postseason play today in the team brackets. The Bulldogs will face Esterville Lincoln Central to start the day, and then it will be also here in town, Storm Lake taking on Cherokee. The winners of those matchups will play each other to see who moves on to the quarterfinal round of the regional to face Spirit Lake Okoboji. So we've got some postseason tennis in town today. So head on out to Lamar's Community School or to the Westmar Tennis Courts and hopefully enjoy some great tennis action in the high school girls postseason that gets started today. For more sports news, check out KLAM1410.com, or don't forget, you can follow us on our Twitter page for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. Either way, you can find the link to your complete guide for Plymouth County State Track Qualifiers. That post is up on our website, KLAM1410.com. This has been your Saturday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.